WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Marianne Tyrone Smith has had a long career as a writer of literary fiction and detective novels. Her new memoir, Girls of Tender Age, demonstrates for book critic Maureen Carrigan the truth in the old writing adage that the best stories are the ones closest to home. Here's Maureen's review.
I read Marianne Tyrone Smith's spellbinding new memoir, Girls of Tender Age, smack in the middle of the James Frey expose, yet never once did I wonder if she was making up any of the events she describes. My lack of critical wariness doesn't derive from defeatism. I'm not one of those what-is-truth-anyway types who think that every memoir is just a variant of fiction. In fact, I went on the record 2.5 years ago on this program saying that memoirs have a responsibility to try to tell the truth, utopian as that effort might be. I was commenting on Vivian Gornick's public admission that she had invented some scenes and conversations in her revered memoir, Fierce Attachments. In the aftermath of Oprah's recent televised horsewhipping of Frey, many more people are jumping on the truth in autobiography bandwagon, some of them sanctimoniously and belatedly. Cynics and deconstructionists are running for cover. Crowds of the earnest and outraged are shouting foul play and taking the field. Someday soon, we scholarly types may feel free to use the word truth in literary discussions again without making those little quotation mark signs around that word. I don't doubt the truth of Marianne Tyrone Smith's memoir, because aside from the fact that she's telling me that this is a recollection of her Italian-French working-class Catholic childhood in New Haven, Connecticut in the 1950s, she's also writing this book as a kind of sacred and profane memorial to her classmate Irene, who was murdered at age 11 by a convicted sex offender prowling Tyrone Smith's neighborhood. Irene was snatched by this monster from the streets one evening in 1953 as she was walking home from the neighborhood store carrying potatoes that her mother wanted for dinner. Her body was discovered early the next morning in a yard a couple of fences over from Tyrone Smith's house. That day at school, Tyrone Smith recalls, her teacher announced to the fifth graders that there will be no speaking of Irene. Then the maintenance man came in and carried Irene's desk out of the classroom, and all the kids moved up a space. Class resumed. As Tyrone Smith says, Irene was killed twice, murdered by a horrific man, and then erased by the era that was the 50s. All who needed to talk about her silenced. Tyrone Smith wants to use her memoir in traditional fashion to break that silence by speaking the truth. But there's a danger inherent in a project like this. The danger is that Tyrone Smith might seem opportunistic, taking advantage of her own proximity to tragedy to give her life story a sensational gloss. Not to worry. The first page, no, the very first sentence of Girls of Tender Age establishes a voice and worldview so sure, so complex, that Irene's story, awful as it is, seems of a piece with the simultaneously nostalgic, violent, and loony sense of the 1950s this memoir evokes. Tyrone Smith opens her book with this comment that will resonate with so many readers of a certain age and class. She says, "Here is how my father describes our socioeconomic level. Working stiffs." When was the last time you heard that phrase? Tyrone Smith goes on to resurrect other time capsule artifacts of her particular corner of the 1950s, which included life with her older brother Tyler, who, as she says, is autistic at a time when no one has ever heard of autism. Tyler is a World War II savant who carries on conversations via a Campbell's noodle soup can, his red phone, with FDR about troop casualties. Tyrone Smith's mother emotionally and physically flees the family, working the housewife shift from 3:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at a nearby insurance company and then playing in midnight bowling leagues. Her father is a sweetheart of a guy who takes up the slack and keeps himself going day and night with gallons of percolated coffee and the occasional grappa. Tyrone Smith stands as intelligent witness to it all here. She tells the truth, at least she's got me convinced she does, but she also skillfully tells it slant, looking back at a remove of some 50 years in longing, avowed anger, and tough girl humor.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the memoir, Leave Me Alone, I'm Reading. She reviewed Girls of Tender Age by Marianne Tyrone Smith.